The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com. Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Someday, when I'm awfully low, when the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you and the way you look tonight.
This morning, I love the way you look this morning, baby.
Yes, you're lovely with your smile so warm and your cheeks so soft, there is nothing for me but to love you and the way you look tonight.
Piscopo in the morning on AM 970, The Answer, around the country. Thanks for listening. We love you, Texas. I know you. Thank you so much. God bless you. God bless you for listening. 6 minutes after 7 o'clock in New York, and around the country on AM970TheAnswer.com. We love you for being part of this. We're all in this together. If you're hunkered down, quarantined, and we're gonna have a month or two of this, we want you please to just keep the radio right there. Go on your smartphone. Go on your computer. Do what you got to do in the house. The beauty of this medium called radio, you could just do whatever you want. You don't have to look at a screen. You don't have to see our faces for radio, and you can just kind of keep us on in the background. But, you know, I want to just go onward and forward. We're going to beat this thing. I know in my heart and in my soul, and as you know, the horror of the deaths that have occurred, it's a terrible, terrible situation, and hearts go out all around the world, by the way, you know, to our brothers and sisters in Italy, and how about Spain, too? But we will get a handle on this. It's the president and the task force have it under control. Let's not politicize it. Let's just go onward and forward. The USS Navy ship, the Comfort, is coming in to New York Harbor. Cannot wait to see that when that comes in. That's 1,000 beds. So hopefully those folks at Elmhurst Hospital in Queens, and we're thinking about you, and we love you, Queens, that they're standing in the rain. I don't understand how that happened, but I guess they just didn't have enough beds. But why didn't they have the people maybe go into the Javits Center while they were standing, and maybe they could have had some medical professionals already at the Javits Center? Was it not ready? A little confused on that. A lot of questions I don't see an answer. All I see is doom and gloom on the news, and I would suggest that you don't listen to the news, that you just keep it on AM 970, The Answer, because I'm telling you, look, your pal Joe on the radio, Uncle Joe on the radio, you know what I'm saying? You got Mike Gallagher following us. You got Seb Gorka, Dennis Prager, you know, Kevin McCullough in the afternoon, Larry Elder. You got at night, Eric Metaxas. You know, we got this. We got this. It's onward and forward in the most positive way we possibly can, in the most horrific. We are at battle. We are at war. We are at war, but we will get through this. I promise you, we'll get through this. And I appreciate your social correspondence. I love that. The good thing about Twitter, let me apologize. I meant to say, on Facebook, and I have so many friends, and thank you for being there at Facebook. I mean, it's like just exploded. So I had to do another page. So if you can't post on a page, I don't understand. Facebook is too clumsy for me. Then I got to go to, where's Messenger? And then I finally answered some messages from like 2016. I did. Sorry I'm late on this. If you're still alive, hi. Oh, thank you. I mean, I really sat down for a little while, and I apologize. It's more, I could get back to you on Instagram. at Jersey Joe Piscopo at on Twitter at Jersey Joe Piscopo and JRZJOE on Instagram, I believe it is. But I appreciate when you get back to me. See, Twitter, I'm not a big fan of Twitter, but we keep it small. We keep it our family, you know. And if you get snarky or if you get really negative, you're gonna be whacked. We got the team. They know who they are. And I'm just telling you, got the little Twitter army out there. You're gonna say something that's right. We want to stay positive to this. And can I tell you this? Can I go off on a riff? And I'm sorry, I got the guys. I have so much to talk about. I get pent up. I'm in the house over the weekend. I want to tell you so much. It's like, you know, how can I say this objectively? And I see the calls. I'll go there in a second. You know when George W. Bush was president, and then he's gonna go after Saddam Hussein. You know, and I have never understood anything about after 9/11 and the way he handled it. The way he should have probably read a memo that came in. And you know what? The truth is, I remember this now because I talked to Frankie about this. I was a Democrat at the time. And I, wasn't crazy about what Bill Clinton did. No one was. But I thought the whole impeachment against Bill Clinton was ridiculous. I didn't want to have to explain to my son, Joey, who was very young at the time, gee whiz, what is this? And it was ridiculous how the press, the way they do it now, it's the press. And there must be some good reporters. That's why I give Rick Klein the credibility, certainly, to stick up for his reporters, because there are some good reporters out there. But they sensationalized. They did it with Bill Clinton. When they went after Bill Clinton, the difference was Bill Clinton really did lie. But I'm going to vote for Al Gore. When Al Gore, man, right? I know. But I'm a Democrat. Not me to vote for Al Gore, because I know I'm not crazy about him, but he just seems to be a smart guy and continue with the Clinton economy. So then that report broke in the October surprise, if you remember, against George W. Bush. Oh, drunk driving in Maine. Remember that? He got that DUI. They waited, and they released it last minute. And I thought that was so low, I voted for W. As a Democrat, thinking, this guy's never going to win. W's never going to win. And then there was a fiasco of the Chads and everything happened in Florida where I had to go to court and everything. And so W gets in, and now I'm going, oh, Jesus, this guy actually won. And I'm being kind here. The point I'm making here, I could criticize this guy inside out and backwards. I could rip this guy up. W, he was the president of the United States. He's a decent man. He's a man of faith, and he's a good American. Politically, you don't even want to know what I really feel, because I hold back a little bit, you know? But you know what I did? You know what I did? I supported him. Why? He was the president of the United States. Barack Obama went in, and I said, wow, look at this guy. Look at the swagger of this guy. Look at the star quality of Barack Obama, the beauty of the Obama family. And when they got elected, I said, a black man as president. Yes, yes. I was so excited. The United States of America, we, after all of that, even Jesse Jackson, who you may not like, crying on stage, Oprah in the audience, that was a magnificent moment for America. Politically, what happened? I have no idea. I can't explain to you what I couldn't explain to you what the Obama administration did. I could. He's a young black man from Chicago. Why did he not go back to Chicago and help the people in Chicago? Just, and again, an objective question. But you know what? I supported him. Why? Because he's president of the United States. And I support. Great. I didn't vote for him, but I supported him. So then you come up here and you see what was going on and the disarray and the disappointment in for me in the Obama administration, not helping out the at-risk community, you know. That's been a mission of mine for most of my life. And so I said, now here comes Donald Trump. I go, man, I got to put this guy in office. This is going to be great. I had no idea he would be such a good president, but he did. But I understand. If people disagree with him and don't like him the way I maybe did not understand past presidents. But you know what? Like I did, I ask you, he is your president. He is the president of the United States. And when you ask him a question, you stand up and you treat him, Mr. President. And don't try gotcha questions. Stop with the assault. Stop it. We're all in this together. He is the president, whether you like it or not. And don't keep blame. They blame him for everything. They blame him for everything. And it's ridiculous to blame. And then they think you and I are dumb. They really do. And that's why President Trump got elected. Because the press thought we were stupid. And it's not all the press. I got to give Rick Klein credibility, too, because there's some good reporters there. But a lot of them, am I wrong? They go with these gotcha questions. And then this, too. This is from Captain G on Twitter at 14 after 7 o'clock. I'll go to the calls in 2 seconds. This is so true. This is why I love you. This is why I love you listening. Because you're a step ahead of everybody else. This is from Captain G. Says, talking points for today. USA flu 39 million cases, 400,000 hospitalized, 24,000 deaths. The Chinese Wuhan corona. I love the word. The China flu. 122,000 cases, 653 cases, over 2,000 deaths. That's per the CDC this morning. So, and again, I objectively asked the question. When Barack Obama, quote-unquote, mishandled, and this is what went down historically, when he mishandled the swine flu and there were so many more deaths, they didn't report it like they're reporting it now. They're not reporting the flu like they're reporting the coronavirus. And I objectively just put forth on the airwaves, why? What is going on? Is it because Rick Klein said, and it's a valid criticism, the president says that what we understand, they don't understand. That when the president goes, no one appreciates what I'm doing, I've done this, he's got to stick up for himself because they're tearing him to shreds. And no one else is going to stick up for him. If it was up to me, if I was the president, like I heard my buddy Geraldo say, you know what? Give the facts. Say exactly what we're doing. Dr. Fauci, blah, blah, boom. Here, tell a little personal story. Barron's in the White House and everything. And he's doing great. Melania's great. We're hunkered down. Thank you for being so strong. And then just don't get into it with the press. Don't get into it. Just walk away. Walk away, although I must say I'm guilty as charged. I like when they go back and forth. I like it when they go back and forth. And he goes, don't be a cutie pie. He says that. I really like that. Let me go. So it's a quarter after 7 o'clock. Let me go to Barbara waiting on the phone patiently. Barbara, thanks for waiting. What is on your mind this morning, please?
Hi, Joe. First, I just want to thank you for the beautiful bumper music. It makes me feel real good.
Look at you. Thank you so much for saying that. We work very hard on that. A lot of stuff. Anything else that we could play for you, Barbara? We're taking requests now. What do you think?
I'm sure you took requests. I have one ready.
You let me know. Anything Sinatra is good, right?
Everything you play is excellent. It puts a smile on my face, and that's
thank
great.
Thank you. That makes me happy. Thanks, Barbara. What are you thinking this morning? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, throughout all of this, there's been one thing that's very conspicuously absent. I don't mean to stir up any trouble for anybody, but where's the Red Cross in all this?
Yeah, that's a good point. Thank you, Barbara. Barbara, thanks for listening. We'll keep that music going. It's a good question. I'm sure they're out there. I'm sure they're out there, and I'm sure they're really working hard. I don't know. When I see people lined up in Queens, New York, and I see it's Elmhurst Hospital, and I see the great job that Andrew Cuomo is doing as a leader. Now, I have to ask the question, and no one asks, as we speak now, Mr. Governor, there's people lined up outside of Elmhurst. Why is that happening? Is there any way to get them out of the rain? And what are they, folks that don't have health insurance, that maybe they feel sick? Is that what it was? No one's answering the questions that I'm asking. I'm telling you. And so that's what I love about being on the radio. We could get to it. Maybe the Red Cross should show up the outside when people are waiting in line. I'm just saying. Hey, let me go to Neil's been holding most of the morning, and I apologize for that, Neil. What's on your mind this morning, sir?
Hey, Joe, I want to say three quick things. Number one, they're blaming Trump. Why? I don't know. Because they're a bunch of skunks. They're not blaming anyone in Italy, Spain, South Korea, Germany. Only Trump. Yeah. The only name you hear.
Yeah.
All right. Number two, I lost two friends over the weekend to the virus. An 89-year-old woman who was like a mother to me, and a 69-year-old Vietnam vet. The second tragedy is that I can't even go to their funeral. They're not holding funerals anymore. I can't pay my last respects. That hurts me more, just as much as their death. And the third thing I want to say is my brother's an ER doctor, and he moved to Maine from New Jersey. But the hospital in New Jersey that he worked for asked him to come back to do some shifts. So he told me that Saturday night he was there. Five people came in with a coronavirus. One, a 40-year-old policewoman. four other people. They were in good health all their lives, and they're not old people. He says, Neil, he says, I was horrified. The temperature was through the roof. They couldn't breathe. They had to go on ventilators.
Wow.
And the hospital told him that their experience has been that anyone who went on the ventilator has not come off the ventilator.
That's really? Really?
So, yeah. I don't know.
Did they have beds at the hospital, Neil? Did they have enough beds? Did they, they had enough?
Satellite, and if they had to go, they go to the main hospital. They had 40 beds available at that hospital.
Yeah, okay, okay. That's good. A great call, Neil. Thank you so much. And give your brother all our best, and sorry about your friends. Yeah, interesting. Exactly. Cause, and where is the this hydroxychloroquine? From is that coming in with the Z-Pak? That makes seem to stop it. There's like a political, and I, again, it seems like they don't want to have a cure because they want to keep this going till election day. I'm just saying, and forgive me for being so political in that regard. Where's the Redemsifier? By the way, where did you hear those drugs? For the first time, it was on this program, thanks to Frankie Morano, brings Dr. Stephen Greer on the air. We are ahead of the curve. That's why the questions I'm asking now, let's flush it out, talk it out, because I want the answers to these things. And when you hear about these drugs that are working, when it's Remdesivir or it's hydroxychloroquine, we heard Dr. Greer say it on this show early last week before anybody was talking about it. Is anybody listening, Mama? Hey, 20 minutes after 7 o'clock. We have time for the calls. There's more calls. I want to talk to Frankie. I want to talk to Al. We're going to go to Debbie Duhaime right now. She's looking out for you on the roads right here on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, good morning, Joe. Thanks a lot to all of our essential workers out there. Thank you so much. And let's tell you what's happening out here on your way to work. And for people getting around to some of the testing centers as well and to the hospitals, eastbound 287, exit 10, it's an accident getting out toward that area of 95. We're still seeing a brake check on 684 southbound at the Sawmill with an accident being cleared. Bronx River Parkway south at the Cross County, they just cleaned up an accident there. Garden State Parkway, some exiting volume at 116 into the PNC Bank Art Center with that coronavirus testing center. The accident at 117 was cleared from the local lanes. 46 eastbound getting into Broad Ave in Leonia, getting up toward the GWB. Watch for an accident there. Now, remember, alternate side parking rules suspended, metered parking rules in effect. Some scattered showers today, high in the upper 50s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Original, unbiased, fact-based. That's what you get from Ground Game, the latest podcast from the Associated Press. Hosted by AP's Washington Bureau Chief Julie Pace, Ground Game discusses election strategy with newsmakers all through the primary season. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
Kevin McCullough urges us to refuse fear.
Refuse to fear. Live and don't let anyone ever stop you from living right now. Because we are going to defeat this. I know it.
Join the fight on Kevin McCullough Radio, weeknights at 5 on AM 970, The Answer, with Special Aries, Wednesdays at 4.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stock futures are pointing to another volatile session after the news that the administration is extending social distancing guidelines through April 30th. The Wall Street Journal says legislators from both parties, the administration, economists, think tanks, and lobbyists are already preparing for another economic rescue package. Workers for grocery delivery service Instacart could be striking today. The group Gig Workers Collective is calling for a nationwide walkout to demand hazard pay and protective gear because of the coronavirus. Workers at Amazon's warehouse in Staten Island, New York, are also planning to walk off the job today, demanding better pay and protections. On Friday, the Dow was down 915, the NASDAQ dropped 295. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Hey, Greg, I'm so sorry to hear about your brother's heart attack.
Thanks. He's okay now, but it really got me thinking about my family. You know, could my wife still pay our mortgage if I had a heart problem?
Yeah, you should call my life insurance agent at Health IQ. They apply their exclusive healthy lifestyle savings, which can save you up to 41%.
41%? That's huge.
Yep. I literally got $1 million in coverage for just $36 a month. You should check it out at healthiq.com/easy. healthiq.com/easy.
We at Invite Healthcare about you and are actually lowering our prices on immune-enhancing supplements. Right now, you definitely want to support your immune system. You also want to be well-nourished with the essential vitamins and minerals needed for good immune system function. Use multi-protection. It's no ordinary multivitamin. It also supplies 5 different strains of probiotic bacteria for immune system support, along with vitamins D, A, and C, and zinc, nutrients the immune system must have to make white blood cells and to function. And that's not all. Multi-protection also comes in a base of green vegetables and fruits for additional antioxidant protection. Right now, get 2 bottles of multi-protection. That's a 2-month supply for $19.95. Double up for free shipping. Contact Invite Health at 800-789-1125. 800-789-1125. That's 800-789-1125 for multi-protection to help you stay well. 800-789-1125.
You've all probably heard of asbestos, and you know that it's dangerous. You may also know exposure to asbestos is the only known cause of mesothelioma, a deadly cancer. People who were exposed to asbestos decades ago are being diagnosed to this day with mesothelioma. That's because it can take as many as 30 or even 50 years to develop. But did you also know there is money to pay victims of asbestos exposure from years ago? An estimated $30 billion is available to help compensate victims and their families. So if you or a member of your family have been diagnosed with mesothelioma, you may be able to receive some of this money without ever going to court or ever filing a lawsuit. Get a free legal review today. Call Sokolov Law at 1-800-972-9200. That's Sokolov Law at 1-800-972-9200.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Good morning. It's Joe Piscopo on the radio. I'm so excited to tell you about Pat LaFreda Meat Purveyors, because you can get now the best meat that is all at the best restaurants throughout New York. Oh, my goodness gracious, you can get them at your house. I'm so excited. I've been holding back telling you about this because we wanted to first tell you about Pat LaFreda Meat Purveyors. They've been around since 1922, and they service all of the top restaurants in New York and New Jersey. And now you can get the same high-quality selection of meats for your most important customer, your family, especially now you're hunkered down. Oh, LaFreda deals in only premium 100% black Angus cattle raised and grazed in the United States. Their only focus is meat, so you won't find any frozen side dishes or gimmicks. Do you know what I'm saying? And I got to tell you, honestly, because I love you, I've had the other steaks that you ordered. You can't even compare. LaFreda meats are the best in the world. So now you're home. Now what am I going to make? I got to do dinner. How about having LaFreda meats delivered to you now while you're in the house? Okay? Because Pat LaFreda is a local business serving the New York, New Jersey area for over 98 years. They are shipped overnight. The meats are shipped overnight. Cut the night you place your order and always fresh, never frozen, please. You got to go to LaFreda.com. Now's the time. You got to try. This meat is spectacular. I'm not even a meat eater. I'm telling you. When I eat a steak, it's a LaFreda steak. Go to LaFreda.com, please. LaFreda.com. LaFreda.com.
Did you miss what happened on the Joe Piscopo Show live stream? Catch up on our YouTube channel. YouTube.com/AM970TheAnswer.
Alan's just informed me Eric Clapton is 75 years old today. Frankie, you're doing good. I'm fired up.
You know, thank you.
And thanks for being here. Albert, too. You guys thank are you. Courageous showing up. I appreciate it. But I'm so pent up all weekend long. I really am. I guess I got to say this. I write little notes to myself. I got to say this. I got to say that. Why is that happening? And then I'm watching the news, and I start yelling at the TV. Do you do the same thing? And it's like, just sit down. Why are you going? Mr. President, don't even bother with them. You know, I'm going back and forth like this. We got this. Everything's going to be okay. So, but I get pent up and fed up. So I apologize if I'm a little over excited and over energetic this morning.
Just go on Facebook Live or something if you feel like doing that.
Nah,
just, you know, a short, just, short
quick video. But
you know why? Because we will probably do some kind of Facebook. They asked me to do some kind of concert music thing because we're on the radio every morning. And I could save it for this. And by the way, these 4 hours every morning, I so appreciate now more than ever. I'm so grateful to our bosses, Mr. Crowley, Mr. Boyce, and Salem Media for giving us the 4 hours. And I see the phone calls. I'm going to the phone calls now. But we have got the voice here every single morning.
I appreciate you chomping in my ear during the breaks.
I do that just to irritate you.
Thank you.
Appreciate that. But I want to say this too, because sometimes I see things after the show and I go, oh, I meant to say that. So Gordon Chang is a gentleman, and I always say he's measured, he's respectful. I just tweeted this out. He's the foremost authority on everything Asia, and he's on the show a lot, and he taught us a lot about China and how to deal with China. You can't, and then the president even reaches out to Gordon Chang. He's the man. He tweets out, this was yesterday, China's leaders have brought death to America. We must never let this happen again. Hashtag coronavirus. If Gordon Chang is a polite, respectful, incredibly intelligent gentleman, and for him to say that, that's exactly what I've been saying. And if you're gonna, you don't attack the president, man. Don't go after, don't blame. The blame game goes, it rests in China. In China. And you hear, there was a great interview yesterday. I got to try to find it. And again, I got to give us credit. And give Frankie thanks for bringing the people onto the show. Because we've been talking about this. I've been talking about bring manufacturing back. How many times have I said that? How many times did it say, let's make generic drugs in the stressed areas of the United States? How many years have I been saying that? And then I see Maria Bartiromo. Maria had a great, great conversation with Senator Tom Cotton about China, the dangers of China and what they did. When did this? They did not let us know. They lied about it. Was it the World Health Organization that messed up? People now are going in. We had Dr. Redfield on from the CDC. I thought he was great on the show. I'm not going to attack the guy on the show. He's nice on the show. He's going to tell me what the guidelines are, how the task force is working. And then on Twitter, they attacked the guy. Oh, you should have done this. You should have done that. How about China shutting down the wet markets? How about China just not eating exotic bats and snakes and whatever the heck they're eating over there? How about going after China for one? They always blame. Now they're going to go after President Trump. And oh, this too. Well, see, now you got me going. Now you got me going. So then I'm going like, you know, I always say, don't hate Hillary. Don't hate Hillary, right? Don't hate. Don't vote for her. Don't hate. And you did. You didn't vote for her, and President Trump won. But don't. I said, I don't understand the hate of Hillary Clinton. Now, then my buddy Jim Markalian over here in Jersey, I'm looking for the text now. He showed a picture where she actually put out, look at this. I don't even tell you. She put a picture of the saying we have the most deaths now from coronavirus. Oh, at least it's America first. He did promise America first. At least we're first in something. Hillary Clinton put that out. Yes, she did put that out to go up against Donald Trump because she can't stand that he kicked her butt in the election, made a fool of her in the election. And for the first time, I can understand why you hate Hillary Clinton. That is as anti-American. It's anti-humanity. It's bitterness. It's ugliness. It's hate at its core, what Hillary Clinton put out. To put a bed to show the people in despair for the coronavirus, he did promise America first. Are you kidding? The audacity? Why don't you go after Chuck Schumer for saying it was xenophobic for the president to stop the flights to China that saved millions of lives? Why don't you just go after China? Why don't you go after Joe Biden for taking money from China? I understand you now. I understand you now. And thanks, Jim, for texting that out, because that is inexcusable. Let me grab a couple more calls. Let me go to Elliot. Hi, Elliot. Thanks for calling. Sorry to keep you waiting. What are you thinking this morning?
Yeah, good morning, Joe. Representative Massey might have a point. You see, I'm on my way. I work in the medical field. Believe it, I spoke to you last week. I work with ventilators. I've been doing it for 38 years, and there's a lot of misnomers about one ventilator doing two lungs. You can't do it. It's impossible. But anyway, with Representative Massey, if I'm on my way and I'm sitting in a boardroom with nurses, doctors, administrators, trying to figure out how to place patients in certain areas, and we're all together, why can't Congress get together? This is a war.
Yeah,
they can't
I know.
Stay home. They only want to stay home Or stay in Washington when they go to Foggy Bottom and eat a dinner.
I know. Elliot, stay with me because I want to ask you about ventilators in a second, if you would. But sure. I think it was because this guy, Massey, he said he wanted to bring everybody back because it just spreads the virus more, getting back in. And everybody wanted to vote remotely. I don't understand why they couldn't, but they said Massey, this representative, said, no, everybody's got to come back. Everybody came back. And now it just could make the virus even more contagious, bringing people in. But, Elliot, let me bring you in about the ventilators. Tell me about the ventilators. Is there indeed a shortage? Governor Cuomo started, we have no ventilators. We need ventilators. And all the news says, the ventilators, oh my God, we have no ventilators. And then the president goes, what? Wait, I just shipped 8,000. Peter Navarro personally shipped 8,000 from Washington, you know, and then the governor says, then he says, oh, well, we're keeping them, we're hoarding them. Because I'm so confused on this whole ventilator thing. Give us the breakdown, Elliot, if you would.
I am so glad you asked that question. Because I've been calling around to my colleagues from different hospitals all over, from the Bronx and Queens and Brooklyn. And I asked them, how many ventilators are you running? But, you know, sometimes the numbers are a little kind of obscured because some people are put on ventilators and they die. And then you put another person on a ventilator. So you can't really, but they're not running that many over. Then I asked them, how many ventilators did you receive from the state of New York? So one person told me he got two of them. I said, two of them? There's about 40 hospitals in New York City. Each hospital should get at least 100 ventilators.
Yeah.
Are they? They're not letting them go. And another thing I spoke to you about, did not want to release these ventilators that are staying in respiratory therapy departments in the basement that were antiquated a little bit. They still work. Release them, but nobody wants to sign off on the preventive maintenance on them to say that they're okay. This is a big problem with the government.
Elliot, what a great phone call. It's mostly red tape that is slowing things down in New York, is what you're saying, basically, yes?
Absolutely. And Mr. Cuomo is a big problem. He's sitting there with what he called a bag valve mask. It's known as an AMBU bag or a resuscitator bag. He says, we're going to have to use this. Do you know what it is to AMBU somebody for an hour at a cardiac arrest? Your hands are dying. You have to switch off with people constantly. He is grandstanding, and it's a shame.
All right, Elliot, thanks for fighting the fight, man. Thanks for being in the trenches. We appreciate that very much. I know we got to take a break here, but he's talking about Governor Cuomo took the hand ventilators. Said, we're going to have to use these. And then they cut right to a news report saying, there's no ventilator. There are ventilators. Release them. Like Elliot says, if there's people that need them and they're being hoarded, I think the red tape in New York is slowing down everything. And then they go after and they blame President Trump. That's not the case. You need the ventilators, release the ventilators. But on the governor's behalf, he did say he's holding them for when there's an apex just in case. And that's probably wise, but not if you have someone who's dying and doesn't have a ventilator. But again, I'm answering, maybe is indeed there a shortage? And if you know something, call me because we got an open line here. I'm as objective as you possibly can be. We always to be pragmatic as we can on this program. But I'm not seeing it. I think we're being told things that aren't true. Talk about Rick Klein, our buddy, said the president lies. I don't see. I see the president embellish. I see the president correct reporters to be more specific. I don't see the lies. Rick is down there. I don't see the lies, but I see the lies from the press. Direct, outrageous, egregious, irresponsible lies from the mainstream media I see happening. And I think it has to do with these ventilators. And I think all it is doing is hurting us as we try to cure this thing. Go investigate China. That's what I would humbly suggest to the mainstream media attacking the president. I know the phones are blowing up. I love you for that because we are here for you and your voice needs to be heard. So if you could just hang, if you'd be so kind to hang, we will go to the phone calls at 877-970-2999. We're here for you. We're a public service for you. And Frankie and Al are coming in and Debbie, you know, we're all here for you. So, and we love you being part of this family. But when we come back, we're going to talk to John Iannarelli. He is a retired FBI agent. author and consultant. There are some, believe it or not, Corona scams. And this gentleman from the Federal Bureau of Investigations will tell us what the scams are. Dr. Ron Paul on in the next hour as well. Dr. Carol Lieberman is going to answer your question. And Brendan Lantry, he is chairman of the Staten Island Republican Party, now fully recovered from COVID. How great is that? We have a positive story with Brendan Lantry. Piscopo in the morning, 7:38. Al Gattulo standing by with the headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
44 degrees at 7:39. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. An 18-year veteran of the New York City Department of Corrections is dead after contracting coronavirus. Officer Quincy Simpson worked in the Security Operations Division at Rikers Island. According to the Correction Officers Benevolent Association, Simpson is the first city correction officer to die of the virus. As of Friday, 80 correction department staffers had tested positive for coronavirus. Mayor de Blasio says he's very glad about the arrival of the USNS Comfort ship due in New York Harbor today. It'll dock at Pier 90. He's also announced another emergency measure being taken for patients in New York City Central Park. The city's setting up an emergency 68-bed field hospital in the park's East Meadow for COVID-19 patients. New hospital scheduled to open Tuesday. In sports, Knicks owner James Dolan dealing with coronavirus. The team released a statement Saturday night saying the 64-year-old has tested positive for COVID-19. Dolan, who also owns the Rangers, is said to have little to no symptoms and is self-isolating. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thank you so much. Let's see what's happening out here. MTA, it looks like we are seeing that essential subway plan in place. It looks like the BCWZ, the 6 and the 7 Express, all suspended. LIRR, Metro North, New Jersey Transit on a modified schedule. PATH trains on a Saturday schedule. Let's go out to 287 eastbound, getting out toward exit 10. It's an accident being cleared over there. Bronx River Parkway, southbound at the Cross County. They just cleaned up an accident there. And for our essential workers heading out through Brooklyn, Flatbush Avenue, right at DeKalb Avenue. It's an accident right at that intersection, so watch out for some slowdowns there as well. Hudson River crossings moving along okay, no major problems. Alternate side parking rules suspended. Metered rules in effect. Watch for some scattered showers later. High of about 57 degrees. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Gold. It's soaring. Are you missing it? If you have an IRA or 401k, you probably are. Less than 1% hold physical gold. We've been told by Wall Street it's for crazy people. Really? What's crazy about an asset that beats stocks 2-1? I'm Adam Baratta, national best-selling author of the book Gold is a Better Way, owner of Advantage Gold, an Inc. 5000 member, and highest-rated gold IRA firm in the world. Gold is booming because gold is really about debt. And global debt is a pandemic. If you have an IRA or 401k, I want to give you my book for free. That's right, free. Text GOLD to 49776. That's the word GOLD to 49776. Learn why gold will outperform pumped-up stocks from this point forward. Turn your IRA into a wealth growth machine. Text the word GOLD to 49776. It's time to stop being crazy. Text GOLD to 49776.
I am ecstatic to welcome AMAC back to the Mike Gallagher Show for 2020, so I get a chance to tell you all year long about this outstanding 50-plus organization, the fastest-growing conservative 50-plus organization in the country. Stop supporting liberal agendas with the other senior organization. Join AMAC, the group that believes and stands up for family values, the values that have made America great. Our faith, our freedom. They're fighting for us. They fight against reckless government spending, the expanding scope of the federal government. When you join AMAC, it's $16 a year. You get your AMAC senior card. You'll gain access to a growing list of benefits like car insurance and roadside assistance, discounts on hotels and travel. Join now. Go to GallagherForAMAC.com, GallagherForAMAC.com, or call 855-624-6229. Write it down, 855-624-6229, or go to GallagherForAMAC.com. Join AMAC today.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer, and Alexa, tune in, iHeart, or radio.com. Did you see what happened on the Joe Piscopo Show? Tune into the show every Tuesday morning, 6 to 10 on Facebook, YouTube, and AM970TheAnswer.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio, it's 743. on AM 970. Answer. Great to have you with us. We love having you with us. A lot to get into this morning. And yes, Al is here, and yes, Frank is here, and thank you, Debbie Duhame. Just fired up. And Frankie reached out to John Iannarelli, retired FBI special agent, who was a friend of the show's and kind enough to join us this morning. John, thank you so much, sir, for joining us once again on the program.
Morning, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Well, and thank you for your service to the Federal Bureau of Investigation, John. I told you before, with that Italian last name and the FBI, you make us proud, pal. That's all I'm saying, you know. Hey, what are we seeing in terms of cyber scams related to COVID-19?
You know, Joe, it's awful, but in this time of crisis, when we're trying to deal with the pandemic, there's folks out there that are looking to profit off of it by making the people who are suffering enough victimized even further. There's a bunch of cyber scams happening, all related to COVID. And people out there, your listeners, they've got to be careful, be aware of what they're doing online so that they don't become a victim even more so than what's happening now.
Well, tell us about the scams and who they are targeting. Elderly, I imagine, mostly, right, John?
Well, they're targeting the elderly, but they're targeting everybody, frankly, you and me alike. One of the typical scams out there is just they're sending out information related to the virus using actual websites such as Johns Hopkins website as a link. But what they want you to do is open the email, click on the link, and then they're downloading malware to your computer. So they're stealing your passwords, your login information to your bank accounts. And even beyond that, some of the other threats are far more nefarious that's happening in the cyber world.
Is this concentrated in a certain part of the country?
Now, we're seeing this all over the United States and certain parts of Europe as well. What we are seeing in the U.S., there are some very specific threats. One of the more nefarious threats that we're having is we have these hackers that have stolen your personal information, including your email and password, information in your computer, such as your family information. Wow. And then they turn around and they email you and say, "We're aware of your family. We're aware of your information. Here's your password to prove it. If you don't pay a ransom, we're going to infect you with the COVID virus." People panic. They hear this. They pay the ransom because they want to keep their family safe. When in reality, this is just another cyber scam using information to try to get your money.
This is really scary. John Iannarelli, a retired FBI agent with us. This is so scary. So, John, walk me through this, too, because when you go on and I get these weird emails, don't even open them. If you don't recognize it, don't even open it. Because once I click open, they can grab it once I open it?
Oh, absolutely. That's the whole point. They want you to download something, open a link, which is going to put malware on your computer. There's other things happening as well. Just this past Friday, somebody in California created this stock fraud scam claiming our company has finally developed a cure for the COVID virus. You've lost a lot of money in the stock market. Here's your chance to make it back. Invest your money with us immediately. And all lies, just another way of stealing what little people may have left. Again, whenever there's a crisis, the criminals who don't care about you are going to try to take advantage of you. You have to be careful of what you're doing.
And college and university students are also being targeted, yes?
Oh, absolutely. You know, what they're doing is beyond the college and university, now it's expanding into business. Emails are coming out from the quote-unquote health teams, and click on this link, and what it directs you to do is enter your username and password so that way you can get information on how to keep yourself safe, when in turn all it's doing is it's a fake website to collect that information. Now they can log on and do all sorts of things within the company or within your account, maybe redirect your thrift savings and your 401k to somewhere else because now they have access to everything you do online. It's a terrible time for us in a lot of different ways. Cyber criminals only want to make it worse.
Yeah, thanks for staying on top of this stuff. These scams are coming from within the country or abroad, John?
Well, they're coming from all over, but you know what's really disturbing? We're seeing a lot of these out of China, and of course, all the scams from China are directed by the Chinese government. So where the virus actually began, they're capitalizing on it to try to take advantage of people even further. And that's really disturbing. But, you know, there's things you can do to keep yourself safe. And I would encourage your listeners to take some simple actions so that way they don't become victims in these crimes.
Please tell us, John, and where can we find you as well, please?
Well, what I would suggest is you can go to my website, FBIJohn.com, and follow me on Twitter because I put out all this information every single day. The latest threats, it's FBIJohn at Twitter, FBIJohn. But simple defenses, there's a term in the cyber world. We call it cyber hygiene. Just like you want to wash your hands today, you want to use cyber hygiene when you're online. Be wary of what you click on. Make sure that you don't download anything you're not familiar with. And if you need information, go directly to the source. Don't trust an email that you receive directing you there.
See, FBI John. This is great. John Iannarelli. John, before I let you go, just on a much lighter note. So when all these, and again, I'm very honest on the show, so forgive me if you're listening. If a ridiculously beautiful woman, I will get those tweets on Twitter. I know it's bogus, and I don't even click it because I know I'm going to click it, and there's going to be some Russian somewhere. I mean, am I right or wrong? Just to stay away when it looks suspicious, just stay the heck away from it, yes?
You know, Joe, I'm no better looking online than I am in person. The reality is... these are all scams. They're trying to lure
you
in. So
thank you.
That's why I do your show, Joe. I look best on radio. So
no, me too, brother. I got a face for radio. No, that's how I know those girls are bogus online, man. I appreciate that.
What Jersey guys have in common? What can I tell you? Well,
thank you for your service, John. Special agent, thank you. John Iannarelli, a retired FBI special agent, author, and consultant. FBI John, there's our man right there. Thank you, John. Biscopo of the morning. You know, Timmy, I see somebody, these really gorgeous women. Sorry. Hi, call me. I'm going, really? I mean, really? Delete. I don't even go there. Oh, my God.
I mean, I've heard some people get really scammed where they send thousands of dollars to people. I'm like, that's just somebody you don't, it's so scary, you know, that they take advantage like that's horrible, you know?
Yeah, it is. Please be careful. Great phone call. Thanks to Frankie for bringing John to the air. FBI John, great. We love it. 10 minutes before 8 o'clock, Debbie's on the roads for you on AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you so much, Joe. And for all of our essential work, let's go out to Flatbush Avenue. Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, right at DeKalb Avenue. Watch out for an accident right at the intersection. Here in the city, West Street slowing down at Morris Street. Also, Rector is slowing down into West Street as well. Vesey Street slowing down into Ann Street, getting up toward the Brooklyn Bridge. We're seeing some slowdowns this morning as you take it to 280 East, exit 16 into Harrison. That's an accident. The right lane is blocked over there. And it's a little bit busy on the Garden State Parkway, exiting at 116, getting into the PNC Bank Art Center. Again, that's that coronavirus testing site over there to watch out for. If you're heading to Stony Lonesome Road, that's slowing down up past 9W, getting into West Point. Ongoing screening in that area as well. Remember, alternate side parking rule suspended. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Dan Proft sees us in a red tape pandemic.
I just want to point this out because maybe this is a positive to come from our post-COVID-19 world, which is with respect to the FDA and the CDC. If there's one thing that has really punctuated President Trump's administration, it's been the regulatory relief just by not promulgating very many new regulations.
The Dan Proft Show, weeknights at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
Do you know that about 70% of people who order the Relief Factor 3-Week Quick Start, that's for $19.95, you try the product for 3 weeks, about 70% order it again? Which means it's working. Pete and Seth Talbot are so proud of what they've accomplished with this tremendous product. I love Relief Factor. I love the family of people who bring the product to the world. I love the way it works. I like that it's all natural. It's not ibuprofen. It's not a prescription. It just works. It's made from wild-caught fish oils and botanicals. Goes to work on the pain, on the inflammation that causes pain.
And again, the fact that the vast majority of people renew, that shows that it's effective. Try it. Just give it a shot. If after 3 weeks it isn't working for you, you know, follow the instructions. 3 packets the first week, you know, 2 packets the day the second. If it isn't working for you, notify them. You're only out $20. What do you have to lose except a whole lot of pain? ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384 for Relief Factor. Got some big news for you from our friends at LifeLock. The U.S. Postal Service has issued a warning about email scams that claim to be from the Postmaster General. One email notifies the recipient about a failed delivery attempt on a package worth $100,000 and asks for personal details in order to deliver. Those are the kind of scams that are out there. I've been a victim of identity theft. I don't know what I would have done if I hadn't had LifeLock in my corner. You could miss certain identity threats if you're only monitoring your credit. Good thing there is LifeLock. LifeLock detects a wide range of identity threats, like your social security number for sale on the dark web. There's such peace of mind in knowing that I've got LifeLock in my corner, constantly patrolling, almost like guards, my social security number, my bank accounts, my name. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. LifeLock can see threats you might miss on your own, so join today. Save up to 25% on your first year when you use the promo code Gallagher. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or head to LifeLock.com and use the promo code Gallagher for 25% off.
Hello there, Joe Piscopo on the radio. Most of us have been spending a lot of time at home recently. Oh, yeah, perhaps you've been noticing that it's time to upgrade your sheets and pillows. Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. And even as MyPillow changes their production to provide masks for hospitals, thank you, Mike Lindell, just a great patriot that he is. They still want to help you get the best sleep of your life. Right now, you buy one, get one free on MyPillows. Buy one, get one free on MyPillows, Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Towers, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, Giza Pillow Sheets, Bolster Pillows, and Neck Pillows. Buy one, get one free. This is huge. Just go to the radio listener specials, please. You go to that page on MyPillow.com. Use the promo code AM970. You can call 800-651-0798, 800-651-0798. If you order Mike's book, by the way, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free. Plus, he will give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. The buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and everything so much more at MyPillow. MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com or 800-651-0798. Go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Promo code AM970.
Watch the Joe Piscopo live stream Tuesday mornings 6 to 10. Available on Facebook, YouTube, and AM970TheAnswer.com.
Joe Lombards, he's our marathon man, meteorologist at the Weather Answer Desk, 756 on the radio. Joe, welcome to the program. Good weekend for you, Joseph.
Good weekend for me. Hopefully it was a good weekend for you, even though the weather was less than ideal. Hopefully you were able to, you know, stay positive throughout the weekend.
Yeah, I did. I hunkered down. I loved it. But Friday, got that nice biking. I got another one in. I doubled up. I said, boom, boom. I went the next day. But I know, but you're like a monster, man, because when I go, I said, my leg, I could feel the next day. And I'm not sore. Thank God. And my wind, by the grace of God, is great. You know, I don't even get winded. But I don't know how you go day to day to day, Joe. God bless it. You got to be some kind of anomaly, man. Your legs don't get sore, tired, calves, anything like that?
They get a little tired. You know, if I do 2 or 3 days like that in a row, then they get a little, lethargic. Yeah. They don't have as much pep to them, but I can still do it.
Yeah, amazing. God bless you. You're such an inspiration. Hey, so what do we got today? Cloudy today, you're saying?
Clouds now. I think there'll be some sun later. Got to watch out for late afternoon or evening shower or thunderstorm. Temperatures today will be probably close to 60 degrees, then a little cloudy, a little chillier for tomorrow and Wednesday. Could be a shower from time to time. It's not going to rain much, but, yeah, it looks like it's going to be a little unsettled here for the first half of the week before it improves second half of the week.
All right, we'll take it. We'll take it. Thank you, Joe. You always appreciate it, man. Joe Lomberg, he is an inspiration right there, our marathon man meteorologist. I tried to get on the bike, and, I felt better, too, though, by the way. If you're hunkered down in the house, get like Melania Trump was saying, her first lady was saying, you get out, just get out a little bit. And I would do that. And when I got out on the bike, I just felt better, just flushed everything. Maybe even a nice brisk walk, like Doc Rock Positano wrote a couple great articles
in the newspapers, in the Post. Get out and walk. You got to get yourself going just a little bit, all right? All right, we got you here. Hey, Dr. Ron Paul is going to join us, father of Rand. Dr. Carol Lieberman is going to talk to us. Brandon Lantry, he is a survivor. He's recovering from coronavirus. Thanks for being with us. Don't go away. Coming right now.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
45 degrees at 7:58. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Part of the Appalachian Trail has been closed to the public because officials say people are ignoring public health warnings about social distancing. Vernon Mayor Howard Burrell says he might have to close Maple Grange Park for the same reason. Burrell's announcement comes after reports last week circulated that large gatherings of people continued to gather along the Appalachian Trail. Reports also indicated Maple Grange Park was the site for similarly large gatherings. Hoboken parks are now closed for at least 2 weeks in an effort to try and slow the spread of coronavirus. Hoboken Mayor Ravi Bahala says the closure starts today after he consulted with medical professionals. Mayor says he has seen people congregate in parks. He says this will cause even more disruptions to our lives, but feels it's necessary to contain the spread. Thinks the move can save lives. Authorities in Ewing Township say they arrested a man who threw a party that violated the state's ban on large gatherings during the COVID-19 pandemic. Governor Murphy posted on Twitter, the man in Ewing Township hosted a party with 47 people inside his 550-square-foot apartment. Governor says the 54-year-old man was charged with 2 counts of disorderly persons. Oil prices falling again. International benchmark Brent crude down $1.29 a barrel to $26.66. West Texas Intermediate crude off 90 cents to $20.61 a barrel. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.